This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So we're not a sports show, but this is something that would mean something to San Diego sports fans.
Okay.
The Indianapolis Colts lost both of their quarterbacks over the weekend, and the Colts are...
Oh, is there more? I'm sorry.
And the Colts are seriously considering signing Philip Rivers to be their quarterback again. Philip Rivers,
how old
obviously
is Philip?
Chargers legend. He played his last season, and a very good season, by the way, for the Indianapolis Colts before he retired. He led them to the playoffs in 2020, his last season, with an 11-5 record.
Sure.
Philip Rivers is 44. He turned 44 years old yesterday. I think he's the first grandpa to ever get an NFL tryout.
Who's the oldest ever?
The oldest NFL player in NFL history was George Blanda. He played until he was 48 years old, a quarterback and a kicker. Right now, the current oldest player in the NFL is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
He's 41 years old. He's a kid. Yeah. He's a kid next to Philip Rivers, though.
Well, that'll be interesting.
I've never had a problem with Philip Rivers.
No, I've always liked him.
He's kind of a kook, but he's also very enthusiastic. He was a great quarterback. People might argue that. I happen to think he was a great quarterback. And I think it'd be cool. And the Colts need it. What do they got to lose right now? If you can throw a spiral, they probably want to talk to you.
You want to try out?
Remember I said, if you can throw a spiral.
Oh, there's
I'm more of a wobbler than a spiraler. I can get it done, but yeah, no one wants to see that. Anyway, I think that's cool. I'd like to, I mean, the Colts haven't decided whether they're going to sign him yet. He is going to be in for a workout today.
Okay.
And who knows if he's even in playing shape, but who knows if he even wants to play.
Here's the thing. If he actually went for a tryout, he obviously is in shape, or he wouldn't have even done that. So I'm curious. You piqued my curiosity, John.
44 years old. Good for you, Philip Rivers, man. 833-287-1037. It's time right now to get on and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge so you can go see Russell Dickerson at Gallagher Square in May. 833-287-1037. You'll win tickets to that show and maybe even $100 if you can beat Tammy in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. So I have to call Pobble the Packer fan and let him know that I'm taking him to lunch at Sizzler for a fabulous meal of well-done steak.
Yes.
And ketchup. That's the bet I have to pay back because my Chicago Bears lost to the Packers.
Mm-hmm. And the well-done steak is for you. Pobble can eat whatever he likes.
Maybe Pobble wants to split a well-done steak.
I'm very excited to witness this event.
Oh, you're going to be there too?
Hello?
Well, yes. Hi, Pobble.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Pobble the Packer fan, my man.
Congratulations, Pavel.
Oh, thank you, guys.
I'm really looking forward to taking you to lunch today.
I'm already looking ahead to what I can get.
Oh, good for you, dude, because John is going to buy, so whatever you'd like.
I'll take a look. I saw it go with the ribeye.
And, Pablo, when I'm choking on a piece of shoe leather, I'm sorry, well-done steak, how do you prefer your steak prepared?
Medium rare, that's right. I learned it while working in the meat department at Vons.
You worked in the meat department at Vons?
I did. That's how I got through college.
So a little bit of you must cringe that John has to eat this extra well-done steak.
Well, when you guys told me about the bed, I did make that face, and then the ketchup just put it over the edge.
Oh.
When I was in Fresno, I worked at a place that made ketchup, so I see how it's made. I was like, I will not be eating that anymore.
Really? I don't think I want to know.
Oh, yeah, we don't. Here's the thing, Pavel. You get a free lunch on John since the Packers beat the Bears. I love that you're a Packers fan. That makes me happy. I'll be joining you, and we're going to have a good time at lunch, okay?
That sounds great. I can't wait.
All right. Well, congratulations again. Yay, Packers.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Go, Pack, go.
So what makes it even quote unquote better for me?
Yes.
Is that we're not going to go to the Sizzler in Oceanside near me. We're going to the Sizzler in National City.
It's closer
nowhere
to here.
Near me.
It's closer to here and it's closer for Pavel. Okay? Cuz he works in this area. So there you go.
When did this become about Pavel?
He's the winner.
I'm the one that's a choked on a piece of shoe leather.
He is the winner. Anyone else who'd like to go to Sizzler will be there at 11 o'clock today in National City.
What are you doing to me?
Come on. You want an audience, don't you?
Oh, yes. That's really what I want. An audience watching me gag.
Yes.
Isn't that what everybody wants on a Tuesday morning / afternoon?
Well, take heart if you can't be there because you know I'm going to video the whole thing.
Sizzler, National City, 11 o'clock. We're coming for you.
There you go.
John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to La Mesa. Hi, Jolene.
Hi.
Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Get out of here, Tammy.
All right, good luck, Jolene.
Jolene, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100. Also need to let you know that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Jolene, Miley Cyrus shared that she has a fear of paper, and it especially makes her cringe when it's touched by dry hands. Who is Miley's father?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
It's a Wonderful Life tops a ranking of the best Christmas movies of all time. It's followed by A Christmas Carol and Miracle on 34th Street. Of those movies, which one is the youngest?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Cher will reportedly marry her boyfriend ahead of her 80th birthday within 5. And without going over, how many years younger is Cher's boyfriend than Cher?
30 years?
The first trailer has been released for the final season of The Boys. It premieres April 8th on what streaming network?
Amazon Prime.
And finally, Lacey Chabert announced Holiday Ever After, a Disney World wish come true, coming out next year on Hallmark. Who did Lacey play in Mean Girls?
Amy?
Let's get Tam back in.
I don't remember her name.
So, Jolene, what you got going on today?
Oh, just working. I am a transaction coordinator in real estate.
Okay. All right. Very important job. Transaction coordinator, Tam.
Excellent.
A lot of numbers. Carry the one. Jolene did 2 out of 5.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Tammy, Miley Cyrus shared that she has a fear of paper, and it especially makes her cringe when it's touched by dry hands.
I've heard that some people hate that sound. Isn't that weird?
Who's Miley's father?
Billy Ray.
That's right. Jolene knew that's 1-1. It's a Wonderful Life tops a ranking of the best Christmas movies of all time. It's followed by A Christmas Carol and Miracle on 34th Street. Of those movies, which one's the youngest?
So Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, and what was?
A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol. Ooh. Miracle on 34th. If they're all like a year apart, I'm gonna smack ya.
They're not all a year apart. It's a Wonderful Life was released in 1946. That's the oldest. Then Miracle on 34th Street in 1947. A Christmas Carol is the youngest, released in 1951. No smacking allowed, please. It's 1-to-1 still. Cheryl will reportedly marry her boyfriend ahead of her 80th birthday. It's in May. Within five, and without going over, how many years younger is Cher's boyfriend than Cher?
I'm going to say 45.
You went over. He's only 40 years younger than her. It's true love. Best of luck to the happy couple. Still just tied at one. The first trailer has been released for the final season of The Boys. It premieres April 8th on what streaming network?
For The Boys?
Mm-hmm. Great show.
I'm going to say...
Not for kids.
I'm going to say HBO Max. I don't know.
No, it is Prime, and that's what Jolene said. So now look at this. It's 2-to-1, Jolene. And Tam, you got to get this right, or Jolene, even though she only got two, will take $100. I'm sorry, they're what?
They're bad questions.
They're bad questions. Oh, I see. Okay. Lacey Chabert announced Holiday Ever After, a Disney World wish come true, comes out next year on Hallmark. Who did Lacey play in Mean Girls?
Oh, man.
Sorry, it's another bad question, I guess.
No, that's a good question.
Pretty common movie.
Just, I know, that's a good question. Sammy. I don't remember.
No, she played Gretchen Wieners, and that name makes me giggle. And Tammy, you just lost $100 to Jolene.
Good for you, Jolene.
By a score of just 2-to-1. Not only do you get a hundo, but a great prize, Jolene. Good for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Russell Dickerson. He's also bringing Nico Moon to Gallagher Square at Petco Park on May 21st.
Great. Love them.
Jolene, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day at work. Before you leave, you get to say this.
I'm Jolene in La Mesa, and I graduated Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Top 5 weirdest Christmas ornaments from Hobby Lobby. This avocado toast is very millennial. The eggplant emoji is too far.
I have got an ornament of Nicolas Cage's face on my Christmas tree, and I'm unapologetic about it.
I think that's awesome, actually.
Sometimes I talk to him.
What's your most unusual, weird, or interesting ornament on your tree? 833-287-1037. For me, it would probably be a Campbell's soup can.
An actual Campbell's soup can?
It's an ornament that looks just like a can of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup.
I used to get on my grandmother's nerves with my Christmas tree because she thought it was quote-unquote disrespectful, whatever that means, to not have like traditional ornaments. And and would like literally come to my house when she was still around and pick tree. Oh, no. Batman and Robin in a Batmobile. What does that have to do with the birth of Jesus Christ? Like, nothing, Grandma.
That's not what this tree is.
You're fun at parties, aren't you?
This is a commercial holiday Christmas tree.
I love my Christmas tree because it's my Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And now it's Sam's Christmas tree. And we have ornaments that signify our personalities separate and together. Stuff from when I was a kid.
Yes.
Until stuff I got yesterday.
So, you know, I was talking about how my Christmas tree this year, it's all very kid friendly. But I have ornaments that I absolutely love. Like my best friend who gave me this beautiful ornament. It looks like a carved snowflake that's made out of wood. But the snowflake itself is actually a particular 4-letter word that's carved into the snowflake design. But you don't see it until you get up close to it, or one that's it's like a little toilet paper roll and it says, I'm over this blank.
Ah, yes.
Those were COVID era ornaments, which totally made sense.
Who is buying these ornaments?
Like, who's putting a White Castle on their tree? That tree's going to have gas.
Ha! That's a pretty funny line. I put a White Castle ornament on my tree if I was a big fan of White Castle. Someone gave me an Italian beef sandwich ornament, you know I'd put that up there.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I can out-weird any ornament. If you've got a weird one, call 833-287-1037, but I guarantee you mine will be weirder.
Okay.
Yeah.
The weirdest one ever?
Yes.
Oh, I'm kind of scared.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
833-287-1037. Share your unusual Christmas tree ornaments. Maybe you know why they're there. Maybe you don't. You don't care. You just like it.
Deanna in Oceanside, what's the strangest, weirdest, or just what kind of ornament on your tree?
Well, it kind of goes along with all your food ornaments. I have a whole entire tree that's all food. Everything on my tree is food. I have sushi, cheeseburgers, cupcakes.
I love it.
Deviled eggs, bacon, you name it, it's on my tree. I do have avocado toast as well and a can of Campbell's soup, Tammy.
See? There you go.
Right on. I love this. Thank you, Deanne.
You're welcome. Have a great day. I love you guys.
Oh, love you too.
Love you back.
And, you know, I don't know that that's necessarily so weird. It's like a whole theme.
I can guarantee you I can out-weird most people. Probably okay. Everybody.
All you right. Can out-weird a Nicolas Cage head?
Sure can.
You can out-weird a can of mushroom soup?
Sure can.
Bring it.
I got to explain this first. Everybody has that friend. That friend that always likes to make jokes and is just, is the goofball
sure.
of the group and always does something silly on Christmas, like a joke gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's our friend Bob. Every year he does some kind of gift. A lot of them involves him somehow being naked on a cup. And it's funny. Well, then one year, he even said himself, I'm not sure if I went too far this year.
Oh, no.
And he made us ornaments. I'm going to go. And here's what it says on it, Tammy. Go ahead and read what it says.
Oh, Lord, I know what this is. God, can we put this on the air?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's the thing.
What does it say?
Jingle ball the way.
Jingle ball the way. That's
yeah. Sure is. Sure is.
Which I think is really hilarious.
No, I don't want to ever talk about this again.
I know.
There's no mistaking what that is.
No.
Get it out of the studio, please.
He said,
don't desecrate a tree with that. Come on.
As he gave it to us, he said, as my girlfriend was filing down the casting, I went, I think I've gone too far this year.
My girlfriend was what?
Filing down the casting, because it's a casting.
Right. Jessica, you need to leave the studio. Take that thing with you.
I touched it.
Take that thing with you.
I put it on. It's from a mold. It's not like it's.
Get them out.
Why are you so offended?
Because they're ugly in real life. I don't need to see one in fake life.
I don't think he's offended. I think he's just freaked out.
I'm just grossed out. Get it out of here. It
goes
weird.
On my tree every year.
I touched them.
You had it in your hands, man.
I did. Oh, my God.
You touched Bob's.
Well, I'm just saying, I think I have the weirdest one of anybody.
Yeah, I would agree.
Boy.
Yeah. 100%.
Way to claim victory. I mean, do you even bother calling in with something?
That's gonna
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Will you ever sing Jingle Bells again?
Go wash your hands. Jeff is downtown. Good morning, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, I just want to thank Tammy and her Packers because my Rams are back in first place.
Oh,
I've got Puka on my fantasy team. I'm a very happy guy in that regard this morning.
I was wondering how your fantasy team did and if it would make up for the Bears losing to the Packers.
No. I won all my fantasy games over the weekend. I'm in the playoffs in three of my four leagues, and I could care less.
When the Bears tied it up, I was yelling at everything, but then the Packers pulled it off like they should have.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for helping, Jeff.
Anytime, but hey. We're both Padres fans, so that's all that matters.
Are you excited to see the video of John eating that very well-done steak with ketchup at Sizzler?
Oh, I was telling my wife about it, and she said I would cringe at the whole thing, too.
What are you going to do? I lost a bet.
Yes, you did.
Again, Jeff, really appreciate you calling.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it happens today, 11 o'clock, at Sizzler in National City.
I'll be having lunch with Packer fan Pobble and eating a well-done steak with ketchup.
Smothered John. In ketchup.
Calm down with the smother. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Anthony is in Logan Heights. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, John. How's it going?
Going real well. Appreciate you asking, pal. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio.
Kick rocks, Tammy.
All right. Good luck.
Anthony, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam does. You're going to get $100. I also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Anthony, happy birthday to Sam Hunt. True or false? Sam Hunt's biggest hit is Body Like a Back Road.
True.
Al Pacino is not married, despite wearing what looked like a wedding band. Al played the iconic role of Michael Corleone in the Godfather film series. How many Godfather films were there?
Four.
President Trump says soccer is the real football, so the American sport should be renamed. The U.S. is hosting the next World Cup. What year is that happening?
2026.
Meghan Markle allegedly reached out to her estranged father after his leg amputation. Before Meghan was married to a prince and on the TV show Suits, she was on this game show that launched in 2005 and ran for five seasons.
Oh, I don't know. I'm about to pass on that one.
All right. And finally, Lacey Chabert announced Holiday Ever After, a Disney World wish come true, coming out next year on Hallmark. Lacey was Gretchen Wieners in Mean Girls. According to the movie, Gretchen Wieners was from a rich family because her father invented what?
Pop-Tart.
Oh, dude, you're so close.
Was it popcorn?
Let's get Tam back in. Oh, Anthony, I'm torn. I'm torn here, Anthony. Don't say anything. I don't want her to hear, but I'm going to see what she thinks about it when we get to that question, okay? We might have a slight, I don't want to say a controversy, more of a hiccup, Tam, but we'll see.
All right.
Anthony, according to my calculations, did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Tam, happy birthday to Sam Hunt. True or false? His biggest song is Body Like a Back Road.
True.
It is true. Anthony knew that. It's 1-1. Al Pacino is not married, despite wearing what looked like a wedding band. Al played the iconic role of Michael Corleone in the Godfather film series. How many Godfather films were there?
3.
I mean, I guess.
John wants to say 2.
I do want to say 3. 2. 2 of the best films ever made, and then a piece of garbage, which was the third one. It's 2-1, Tammy. President Trump says soccer is the real football, so the American sport should be renamed. The U.S. is hosting the next World Cup. What year is that happening?
Lord, I have no idea. Let's go 2026.
That is right. Just next year. Anthony knew that as well. 3-2, Tammy. Meghan Markle allegedly reached out to her estranged father after his leg amputation. Before Meghan was married to a prince and on the TV show Suits and annoying the crap out of Tammy, she was on this game show that launched in 2005 and ran for five seasons.
Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
My husband and I were just watching that the other day, a couple of episodes that she was on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's Meghan Markle. He's like, she was a case girl? I'm like, yep.
It's now 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Lacey Chabert announced Holiday Ever After, a Disney World wish come true. Comes out next year in Hallmark. Lacey was Gretchen Wieners in Mean Girls. According to the movie, Gretchen Wieners was from a rich family because her father invented what?
Gosh, I just don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen the movie. He invented Whiteout.
No, he invented the toaster strudel.
Oh.
Anthony went with a Pop-Tart. And I was
They're not the same thing.
Kind of the same thing. Toaster strudel is so much better than a Pop-Tart, though.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
give him a half point.
Anyway, today, it doesn't matter. Tammy wins by a score of 4-2.
No,
Anthony, you're not,
4-2.5.
I'm sorry, 4-2.5. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we got a great prize for you, buddy.
You have a pair of tickets to see Russell Dickerson. He's also bringing Nico Moon. They'll be at Gallagher Square at Petco Park on May 21st.
Nice.
Anthony, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you. Unfortunately, before you leave, we have to have you say this.
I'm Anthony Logan Heights, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Sadly, Tammy, my mom, the church lady, Bonnie, her fantasy football team finished last.
Aw, poor Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Tammy.
I hear
How
you.
How are you, dear?
I'm good, but I hear you have to have the pink license plate cover.
Sure sounds like it, but I have a, I don't know, I've got, what is it, the toilet bowl game or something coming up?
Tammy is referring to the trophy, if you will, that the last place team in our family fantasy football league gets. In this place, it is a pink license plate cover that says, I suck at fantasy football. Mom, that should go over pretty well in the church parking lot.
Oh, God.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Yes. So Mom said the toilet bowl game. So there's the playoffs, and then there's the, well, they call it the loser's bracket. I think that's very harsh sounding, Mom. The people that didn't make the playoffs bracket.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. And Mom, I think I've got bad news. I don't think it matters about the toilet bowl. I think because you finished last in the regular season, you're going to get that pink license plate cover.
I'm not saying a word. I have no idea. I'll have to call the commissioner and see what the rules say. I don't know.
The commissioner is otherwise known as her first grandson, my nephew Ben, Benny.
My biological grandson, yes.
You were battling him for last place. I bet
the commissioner's doing poorly too?
Just because you're the commissioner doesn't mean you're great at fantasy football. You get it's all luck, Tammy.
Of
you know
it
that.
Is.
It's all luck, yes. And in my case, skill. Mom.
Oh, my gosh. Did you hear that?
By the way, yes. I just got off the phone with the person he's playing this week, his sister, and she is all ready for a battle.
My sister, the good judge, Gina. Make no mistake about it. If I beat Gina, she will not speak to me till after the new year. I'm not joking.
She is ready for smack talk.
I am not doing it. I have been very good at not smack talking this year, and so far it's been a pretty successful year for me. So I'm going to continue my MO and just send love to my sister, Gina, my oldest sister, the heart of the family.
Okay, go right ahead. All right. Okay. Oh, brother. Well, congratulations, Tammy. It was such an exciting game, I got to tell you.
Oh, my gosh. God. Sunday with the Bears-Packers, yes. I was so nervous, and I know I'm sorry your team lost, but only one can win. But it was hard fought at the end.
It was a good game.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was one of the best games I've ever seen. Oh, but wrong ending, but that's all right. What can I say?
Well, and here's the deal, Bonnie, because John and I had a bet. If the Packers were to lose, I was going to have to do a polar plunge in the freezing cold Pacific Ocean up in Carlsbad. And if the Bears lost, then John had to eat an extra, extra well-done steak covered in ketchup at Sizzler. So guess what we're doing today?
Oh, gosh, you're kidding me.
We're going to Sizzler.
Oh, no.
And not only that, he has to buy the lunch for a Packer fan. And they can order whatever they want while they watch John eat that shoe leather covered in ketchup.
Mom, pray for me today at church, okay? Light a candle.
I will. Just watch those teeth, honey, as you chew that steak.
Right.
Watch those teeth.
If I lose a couple of chiclets, I swear to God, you're paying my dental bill, Tammy.
You agreed with the bet, John. It's not my fault.
Love you, Mom.
Oh, I love you, too. Good luck.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
I think I heard Mom saying, take pictures.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. Like, Tammy's not going to be rolling the entire time.
And video. Oh, come on.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God you didn't have to dive into the water. That would have been awful.
Thank you.
No,
thank you, Bonnie.
Not been, whose mother are you?
I said, listen, I have the danger of getting hypothermia and eaten by a shark. You just might get a tummy ache. That's the difference.
Yes.
Bye, Bonnie.
Love you, too. Good luck. Bye-bye.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Fans of 90s country, we've got some bad news for you. How about this? Fans of a great band. Mm-hmm. We've got some horrible news. The Mavericks lead singer and leader Raul Malo has passed away. He'd been battling cancer. We found out about an hour ago that we lost Raul. Mavericks were just in town at Frontwave Arena with Dwight Yoakam earlier this year. Mavericks fans had their suspicions earlier this season because a Mavericks concert at the Ryman was changed to a Raul Malo support concert. Mm. I guess for lack of a better word.
Well, you know, because he was going through treatment. So number one, even if it wasn't the end, he was in the middle of treatment. They're like, he's not going to be, you know, in any kind of shape to do the show. So they changed it a little bit.
Our friend James Otto, who had one of the biggest songs on the planet years ago with Just Got Started Loving You.
This is gonna take forever, darling girl, I just got started loving you.
He was honored to be a part of that, and his Facebook post is just beautiful. There are no words that will do justice to express the depth of emotions that were experienced by everyone in the Ryman the last two nights. There were tears, there was laughter, there was a joyous celebration of life for Raul and the music he created. It feels strange to say, but I truly felt Raul's presence when I sang Come On To Me. God, that's a great sounding band.
It's so good. It's not the Mavericks, just an incredible, incredible band. How do you go on after you lose the leader, your lead singer, the heart and soul of the band? I mean, Raul Malo was just an amazing artist, amazing musician. He just had a way of touching the crowd. I witnessed it firsthand a few months ago when they were with Dwight Yoakam at Frontwave Arena. It was incredible.
Raul passed away from brain cancer, very aggressive form of brain cancer. He was only 60. Did he appear ill when you saw him? Because that was this year.
Yeah, he was a little, probably a little swollen, maybe from treatment and stuff, but he the whole time he smiled, he was like having a great time, and he matched the audience who were up in their seats dancing or couples dancing in the aisles. That band is just will always be one of my favorites.
How fortunate for you that you got to see
so glad I
this
did.
Performance. Well, do yourself a favor, acquaint or maybe reacquaint yourself with the Mavericks music. You will not be disappointed, and Raul Malo will be a voice that will be missed. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.